Hello, relatives. This is Dr. H. And this is the first in kind of a spontaneous happening that responds to your commentary on my weekly Schlagbite that will appear every Friday. This is directly from my mind to my tongue, like a veritable gumball that is dropping from my brain to my tongue, pretty much like your responses to me. So, let me first say thank you for all of your congratulations. I am delighted that I have a new son-in-law. I can imagine what it's going to be like when he joins the ensemble and participates in the yearly bashing, which I have come affectionately to call 4 days of humping the host, in which I learn how to tame my ego and to share those precious babies with that amazing ensemble. To Helen in Nashville, who suggests that I have understood these family additions and come to it with mute acceptance, I appreciate, Helen, your enthusiasm about that, but I got to tell you, it is never easy, and one accepts them only because there is really no other choice. For those of you who had a chance to read Son-in-Law Number One's commentary, who suggested that somehow he might have sought out my advice and blessing before asking my daughter's hand in marriage, but his lawyer training prevented him from asking such a question because he wasn't sure what the answer would be. In typical lawyer fashion, I generally refer to lawyers as my favorite pimps of misfortune. To my number one son-in-law, who did not ask my hand, and frankly, who has not asked for a whole lot since then either, but who has been a wonderful husband and father in spite of his legion shortcomings. The truth is that if you knew that my daughter had an inheritance, it wouldn't have made any difference to you because at that time you were a long-haired, environmentally conscious revolutionary who really believed that you were going to have an impact on the world and make a difference. This was before you joined a major law firm and sit on the top of a 200-foot building in an office that is plush in the corner and now represent all those that previously you railed against. So if I had anything to say about who she would have married, you might not have been the first on the list, but you are clearly not the last on the list. You are approaching 20 years, you have two kids, and I love them, and I am happy to chum together with you at any time and any place. And finally, to my new prospective father-in-law, I want to thank you for your willingness to respond sight unseen and to welcome my daughter into Philly's life and the fact that you recognize that she is a darling princess elevates you in my estimation even more. My family and I look forward with anticipation to having a chance to meet you and to be with you and to continue the journey together as relatives. Say thank you, all of you, for responding this week, and we'll try to do this every week and see what happens. Let me know what you're thinking on the Healing Cafe, and we will continue to build community. I say this for all my relations. Mitakuyasi.